The New York legislature passed the Environmental Protection Fund Enhancement Act earlier this year to provide additional money for land, air, and water protection and conservation. That bill has only recently moved to the governor's desk, and New York Public Interest Research Group Senior Environmental Associate Laura Height is concerned whether it will be signed.
Clearly, the EPF is underfunded, and there are so many needs out there. If anything, we see even a greater need for more funding for the Environmental Protection Fund now than ever before. We are concerned that Governor Cuomo may not sign this legislation. This is a bill that would grow the Environmental Protection Fund over the next 5 years by over $50 million a year. That's still not as much as we need for the EPF, but it's an improvement over the current level of funding. So we certainly hope Governor Cuomo will sign this into law, but the fact that it's dragged on so long and we're approaching the end of the year is a cause for concern.
For the past few years, the Environmental Protection Fund has been allocated $134 million per year, about half the amount it received at its peak level of funding. Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy in New York, Jessica Otney-Mahar, explains that the Enhancement Act would provide an additional $56 million over 5 years.
The Environmental Protection Fund is the source of funding for many programs that help our communities around New York State. It pays for things like municipal recycling programs, municipal parks, waterfront revitalization. It pays to help us combat invasive species, to protect our local farmland and forests. So it's an incredible source of funding for communities around the state. And it's in need of additional funding. In recent years, during the economic decline, the EPF appropriations were reduced. And we're thankful that Governor Cuomo, in the last two very difficult budget years, was able to maintain the funding. So this is an opportunity to begin to enhance the EPF and put additional money into those important programs.
New York League of Conservation Voters spokesman Dan Hendrick explains that the funding source is unclaimed bottle deposits.
This had been a long-time goal for the environmental community to connect the bottle deposits that we all pay with Environmental Protection Fund. And so when the state finally got around a couple of years ago to including containers that did not have bottle deposits on them, water bottles, for example, sports drink bottles, that kind of thing. Unfortunately, the state decided not to capture those revenues and send them to the environment. That's being changed this year. So that's what's really exciting here is we're kind of directly looking to that pool of money to address environmental issues and protect the Environmental Protection Fund.
The legislation was passed in June, but was not forwarded to the governor until last week, giving the governor 10 days to decide its fate. The Nature Conservancy's Jessica Otney-Mahar believes the delay in getting it to the governor's desk does not indicate potential rejection of the measure.
This bill happened to be part of a batch of about 30 bills that was still left outstanding. I do believe it's likely that there was a little bit of a slowdown. Election Day probably had a lot of people busy. And then also with the hurricane that hit and the storms, I'm quite sure that there was probably not a lot of movement of legislation for quite some time. We're very excited that the bill has gone over, and we're hopeful that the governor will sign it.
The governor could sign the bill, veto it, or take no action, in which case the act would become law. Calls to the governor's press office were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.